Good morning. The watchword for this week comes from Psalm 97, verse 12. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, and give thanks to the Lord's holy name. Friends, let's reflect on these words as we listen to this morning's prelude. If you're able, please stand for the call to worship. Holy God of every time and every place, you gather us to hear of Jesus. Help us to see you in our own communities. Help us to see you in all of creation. By the power of the Holy Spirit, open our minds to the living Word who now dwells among you. The Word who became flesh to live among us and who ascended to heaven to remain with us always. Friends, let us remain standing as we sing about that ascension with our opening hymn, number 371, Hail the Day That Sees Him Rise.
Thank you.
Amen. Please be seated. Well, friends, welcome to worship this morning at Christ Moravian Church. And today is the last Sunday in the season of Easter. And so, as we just sang in our opening hymn this morning, today is the day we celebrate that Jesus Christ ascended into heaven to be with his Father. We give thanks to God for sending Jesus to be among us, to live the life he lived on earth. And we give thanks that the Holy Spirit is now always with us, even with Jesus' more immediate presence being at his Father's side. And friends, before we continue celebrating these things with our service today, I have some announcements to share with you. There are still some chicken pies available for pickup in the fellowship building. So if you have put in an order and still need to pick up your pies, please get with Carol Johnson to pick them up as soon as you can. Choir practice will shift back to Mondays starting tomorrow. The orchestra band will practice on Thursday this week at 6:30 p.m. Next Sunday, June 8th, the leadership board will meet after worship in the fellowship building. And also next Sunday, I'm happy to announce, is the day of the annual Mission Awareness Dinner sponsored by the Mission Society of the Southern Province. This event will take place at New Philadelphia Moravian Church at 5:30 p.m. next Sunday. The guest speaker will be the Southern Province's own Reverend Angelica Regalado Cieza, recently of Estamos Unidos and the Board of World Mission, and soon to be pastor of Fries Memorial Moravian Church. So if you're able to join us next Sunday evening, we'll have a meal, we'll have updates on many of our ongoing missions supported by the Southern Province. And friends, another exciting event coming up on Tuesday, June the 10th. The Marvelous Moravians will be going to visit our beloved friend, Sister Ruth Cheek. And not only that, we'll be all going out to lunch to Mr. Barbecue on Peters Creek Parkway. So on Tuesday the 10th, not this Tuesday, but a week from Tuesday, if you're free for lunch and you'd like to come eat barbecue with us, you are more than welcome to join us. Lunch will begin at 11:30. Friends, a couple of Mondays away on June 16th, the Women's Fellowship will have a circle meeting in the fellowship building at noon. Please be in prayer for all upcoming meetings and activities at Christ Moravian Church. And friends, I do have a prayer request to share with you this morning. Reverend Dr. Frank Alvin Barker passed away a week ago last Sunday. And if you didn't get the chance to hear about or know Dr. Barker, he was a Moravian minister. He served in the northern and southern provinces here in the United States. He also served the Moravian Church in Jamaica, the Moravian Church in the West Indies. So please pray for all the loved ones and those who loved Dr. Frank Alvin Barker. And with that, friends, let us go to the Lord in prayer together. Gracious God, we welcome your presence among us now. God, we give you thanks for the relationships we have with those that we love and the time we get to spend with them, the fun things we get to do together, and the way that your Spirit moves through all of it. Gracious God, we pray your blessing on everything that the community of this church is going to do in the coming weeks. Gracious God, we lift up the family, friends, and loved ones of Alvin Barker. Pray that they may find your grace and your peace in what is a difficult time for them. Gracious God, we thank you for loving us. We're grateful that nothing can separate us from your love. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. So friends, our responsive reading this morning will help us engage with some of our church history as Moravians, and it also reminds us that even as Christ ascended into heaven, where he now resides in glory, sometimes the quality and circumstances of our lives don't rise with him. Now, this can be true for us in the present day, and it was definitely true for our Moravian ancestors, who endured so much persecution and so much patience as they endured their many, many trials. They often had to go whole generations without seeing any progress in their situation. So friends, I ask us, let's remember our ancestors today, and let's also be mindful of what we're going through, what our loved ones are going through, as we pray the Liturgy of the Hidden Seed to the Lord together, found as an insert in your bulletin. We will be skipping the very last hymn in the liturgy, the one titled Faith is a Living Power from Heaven. We won't be singing that one today. All other hymns will be sung. So if you're able this morning, I invite you to stand. Let's pray that liturgy together. The Lord has done great things for us. Holy and loving God, prepare our hearts for the wonders made ready for us. May the dreams and visions of our souls be the refrain and reflection of your life-giving Spirit. Help us seek what no eye has seen. Teach us to listen in stillness. And as still hope for things invisible, dare the impossible, and walk together by faith. Refresh and restore the dry streams of our hearts. Peace to all that runs wild and wasting and worried within us. Fill us again with gladness and thanksgiving. Those who plant with tears reap the harvest with joyful shouts. Let those who go out crying and carrying their seed come home with joyful shouts, carrying bales of grain.
Holy Spirit, ever true.
Amen. You may be seated. Lord, our God, have mercy upon us when forgetting ourselves and forgetting the depths of your care, we allow circumstances to distract us from loving you and serving others. Leave your peace with us. We bear grudges more readily and we bear your likeness when we are uncharitable, unconsolable, and in need of your touch. Bless and comfort us, we humbly pray, when we miss the mark of glory, when we fall short of your grace, and every time we fail to put to work all the blessings we count and keep for ourselves. Bless the Lord because he has listened to your request for mercy. The Lord is your strength and shield. My heart trusts him. I was helped. My heart rejoiced, and I thank him with my song. God of mystery and message, we look trustingly to the hills and horizons for your promised help, rising each day to the burden of an uncertain future, resting beneath the weight of unanswered questions. God of signs and wonders, the challenges we face feel like rising waters, justice travestied, love put to shame, and humility proudly derided. How can we walk like this? Who can love mercy that does not treasure it? And what then are we to do? What if we are the hidden seed and also its fruit? What if the prayer hundreds of years ago that you, O God, would preserve the witness of the unity for ages to come is still being answered today? Your word calls us to faithfulness in small things. Christ, you show us the power of even a little faith, mustard seeds, baking leaven, a candle on its stand, to uproot and cast aside that which seems insurmountable, a faith that makes all things possible with you. That which is hidden when planted in our hearts, grows out in love for all the world. Give us courage to turn from our homelands, our comfort, our privilege, to center on you, O God, and on others. In that disruption, remind us that which is hidden when planted in our hearts grows out in love for all the world. When we face mountains of division, separation, oppression, hatred, greed, and injustice, be then our help and our way through together. With joined hands, remind us that which is hidden
when planted in our hearts, grows out in love for all the world.
Stepping into the future, help us to give thanks for the past and carry with us those things that bring life and enable us to proclaim your good news in all places. In the fullness of hope, remind us that which is hidden when planted in our hearts grows out in love for all the world. Capture our imaginations and show us that justice is what love looks like in public through our openness to learn and grow beyond our own expectations. Remind us that which is hidden when planted in our hearts grows out in love for all the world. The seed that is hidden in our hearts grows through the power of the Spirit. Let us water and weed the plantings of God's kingdom and delight as God makes them to grow among and beyond us. That which is hidden and planted in our hearts grows out in love for all the world. To the God of hidden seeds and the tree of life, and faith in the one who finishes every good thing, to the Spirit of hope and promise and peace, love in all things for God and for all, and to Christ our Savior and friend, praise and thanksgiving forever and always. Amen. Friends, our first scripture reading for today comes from the 93rd Psalm. The Lord is King. The Lord is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed. The Lord is girded with strength. The Lord has established the world. It shall never be moved. Your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their roaring. More majestic than the thunders of mighty waters, more majestic than the waves of the sea, majestic on high is the Lord. Your decrees are very sure. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, forevermore. May God bless the reading and hearing of God's holy word this day. And friends, before we proceed with the offertory, I'll direct your attention to some lyrics printed in your bulletin in the offertory section, the final verse of today's offertory. You all are invited as a congregation to join and sing. So I'll give the notice for everyone to stand at that point, and then you're more than welcome to sing along with the choir for that final verse. But before we get to that point, let us go to the Lord in prayer again. Gracious God, today's responsive reading served as a reminder to us that your promises are not only true, your promises are not only just and gracious, but your promises are eternal. They last throughout generations upon generations. And gracious God, in the struggles of our own lives, we sometimes can lose sight of that. And so we ask for your forgiveness. We ask you to have patience with us as we try the best we can to serve you and to put our resources to good use for the growing and nurturing of your kingdom, growing and nurturing that might come from a hidden seed. For gracious God, we can never know what impact a long time down the road that even the smallest of actions that we take now could have. Gracious God, we lift these things up to you in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Would the ushers please come forward?
Thank you. Well, folks, thank you for inviting us to join you on that last verse. I got chills a little bit when that last verse came in. That was wonderful. And you all did a wonderful job singing, too. Thank you very much. Dear friends, our second scripture lesson for today will come from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 44 through 53. And these are the words of our Lord and Savior as he prepares his disciples for his ascension. Then he said to them, he being Jesus, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple blessing God. May God bless the reading and hearing God's holy word this day. And now, friends, for our next hymn, we're going to sing the first three verses of number 648, "Son of God, Eternal Savior, You May Remain Seated."
Thank you.
Amen. Friends, our sermon lesson for today will come from the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 20 through 26. And we again hear the words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am to see my glory, which you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. May God bless the reading and hearing of God's holy word this day. So friends, today is Ascension Sunday. And it may seem strange that our sermon lesson today comes from this particular gospel story in John, rather than the one we read earlier in Luke, where Jesus ascends into heaven. But I felt a pull to go in this direction this week, and I think the two are related because both of them have to do with saying goodbye. And friends, in our own lives, it's never easy a lot of the time to say goodbye. Even when it does seem easy, even if it's a smooth goodbye, even if it's goodbye in the best of times, there's still that pang, that feeling of separation that stings, that can last for a while and be hard to shake. Because, friends, our relationships at the end of the day mean that much to us. The time we spend with each other, the interactions we have, the love that we share is too precious. And then on top of that, of course, there are goodbyes that may not be on good terms. There couldn't be a lot of pain, a lot of hurt feelings, a lot of grief behind a goodbye. Maybe the goodbye didn't quite go like you thought it would. Maybe you'd like a do-over. You'd like to try it again. Maybe it didn't look like the goodbyes that you see on TV or in the movies. But friends, in those situations, they get to practice over and over again. And in real life, maybe we only get one chance. Sometimes that one chance doesn't go the way we imagined it would. Goodbyes are tough. They're complicated social interaction. They can come with serious, serious baggage. And ultimately, they mean that there's a leaving going on. We are leaving someone or something, or that someone or something is leaving us. And even if the goodbye is the best it can be, even if it's healthy and necessary, that leaving can still be difficult to reckon with. And so just as in the story of Jesus' ascension, there's a goodbye between him and his disciples, so too in today's scripture passage, at the end of John chapter 17, we read about another goodbye. A goodbye that happens also with Jesus and his disciples, but in a little bit of a different time and situation. So friends, at this point in the Gospel of John, we're at the end of a sequence that began all the way back in chapter 13. where Jesus washed his disciples' feet and shares a meal with them. Then directly after today's verses, if we were to jump to the next chapter in John, chapter 18, that's where Jesus is betrayed by Judas and arrested in this gospel account. So according to the story in Scripture, these are the last moments he shares with his followers before he's taken into custody. This is goodbye, what we read today in Scripture in John. This is it. This is the end of their time with Jesus before his death. The disciples have to say goodbye to their loved one who has to go away. They have to say goodbye to their time as Jesus' students and disciples. They have to say goodbye to that time of their lives as they knew them. They have to say goodbye to the old way of doing things before Jesus is about to change them forever. And friends, like most goodbyes, it's very complicated. It has a lot of layers, a lot of baggage, a lot for all of them to reckon with. And friends, there are plenty of situations where we may not know what can help us say goodbye. But I think that one thing that can always help us keep us close to God in those moments is prayer. And that's what Jesus does for his part of the goodbye in today's scripture. Today's scripture verses are the end of a long prayer and blessing that Jesus gives to those who will carry on his work when he's gone. And by that, I don't just mean those present with him in person, that group of followers that's gathered around him in that moment while he's praying, but all those who will carry on his work, all those who will come to believe in Jesus. Verse 20 of John 17 reads, "I ask not only on behalf of these," the disciples who were there with him, "but also on behalf of those who believe in me through their word." As he often did, friends, Jesus is looking ahead. He's focused on the big picture. He's not just praying for the people directly there with him, but all those who will come later, who will be taught by them, led by them, and given an example by them. And this is an incredible moment of prayer and compassion and care on Jesus' part for a couple of reasons. First, it goes back full circle to one of Jesus' earlier teachings in John. Earlier in John's gospel, we read Jesus meet a man named Nicodemus at night. And among the many things he tells Nicodemus, God so loved the world that God gave God's only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. God loves the world. God sent Jesus to the world. All who believe in Jesus will have eternal life. Jesus is circling back to these things in his goodbye. It's almost like he's saying, "Hey, friends, I know this goodbye is tough. Some horrible things are about to happen, but let's think about the big picture if we can try. My Father and I love you and the whole world. And because of that love, there's some work to do in the future. So be united in that work, in each other, in me, so that those who see you may be united in the same way." In the midst of their grief and everything that they're hearing from Jesus, he's reminding them that even though the goodbye is happening, the love will remain. And because the love remains, they can continue doing the work together. And right there is that second reason. This is a powerful moment of prayer, compassion, and care from Jesus. Jesus shows support for his disciples and the work that they'll go on to do. Jesus affirms them and believes that they're up to the task of spreading the gospel and building relationships and forming the early church. And the fact that he even mentions in his prayer that there are those who will come later indicates that he has complete faith in them to carry this responsibility. And imagine that for a moment. Place yourselves in the shoes of the disciples, where you're feeling doubts and anxieties about what's happening, what Jesus is saying. And Jesus not only calms their anxieties in the moment, in the midst of the goodbye, but then reassures them that the work that they're going to do will come to fruition, that they're indeed capable, that they are indeed talented and skilled and blessed, and they can do it. Even if they don't believe it, Jesus believes it. So friends, ultimately the goodbye is hard, but the goodbye is full of love and devotion that Jesus has for those who will carry on his legacy, for all who will come to believe. And friends, it's that word legacy that will carry us to the next moment of this message. What legacy is it that Jesus is referring to? What is it that Jesus is wanting to pass on to his most trusted companions, for them to pass on to others? And friends, I think that this goodbye from Jesus in John's gospel is framed around the legacy of community. Jesus spent the years of his ministry building a community of people, teaching and showing others how to be in community with each other and be in community with God. I think this is what Jesus means when he talks to the disciples in Scripture about them being one with each other and one with the Father, about all who will come to believe being one with them. Jesus is establishing a community in Christ, a community that will last throughout generations, a community that will last it through and into whatever comes next for us, a community that spans many cultures, languages, nations, and peoples, a community of Christ united in the love of Christ, the same love he showed to his disciples and those who would follow right before he was arrested and killed. A love that goes all the way back with God before the creation of the world. And so, friends, through that love and through today's story, Jesus expresses his desire for his followers to be united in him and each other. We could think about unity as a relationship built on mutual dependence and trust. If we're united with each other, we rely on each other. We trust each other. The disciples depended on Jesus for guidance, wisdom, and support. And Jesus, in turn, depended on them to be good students, good listeners, to carry on his legacy after he says goodbye. Likewise, friends, we today also depend on Jesus. We depend on Jesus for guidance, for wisdom, for support, for love, for grace. And likewise, Jesus depends on us to do the work that Jesus has called us to do. And friends, just like Jesus mentions to the disciples, we're not just united in Jesus, we're united in each other. In this community, in Christ Moravian Church, we depend on each other. We trust each other, both to do the work of Christ and to take care of each other and whatever is put in our way. Now, this kind of unity doesn't mean that we're all exactly the same. It doesn't mean that we're going to get along all the time. It doesn't mean we're going to agree on everything. But it means we have a common cause, and a common cause that's so strong and full of love and grace that we rely on each other and trust each other when we frame ourselves around that common cause. That common cause being the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're all here to follow Jesus, to share his gospel, rely on Jesus and each other to do that work. And friends, because of that, what he prayed over the disciples has remained through today. The work of Jesus doesn't end with him. It doesn't end with those he prayed for. It doesn't end with those who came after them. It's still going. Today, all the way up to right now, with Christ Moravian Church, the Southern Province, the worldwide church, all who have come to believe. And so, friends, with that said, there is another complicated part of Jesus' goodbye in today's scripture that we'll touch on. And it's that Jesus, at the end of the day, really isn't saying goodbye. He is, but he's not. He is, but he isn't. Now, he's absolutely saying goodbye in the earthly sense, right? And that's tough because he lived a human life on earth. He built those relationships, and now he's got to go, and he won't be back in that way. He has to say goodbye to all of that, and his loved ones have to say goodbye to him, and I can't imagine how difficult that was, especially with all the awfulness that's going to come after this prayer that he's having, after this goodbye. But friends, in the goodbye, he does give an idea that he still will be around in some way. In verse 24, Jesus asks God that those who are close to him may see his glory and be where he is. In verse 26, he talks about being in those who model the love of God for others. So friends, even when Jesus is no longer there in person, he expresses his desire to always be present in the community of believers in spirit. And that sounds impossible. How can Jesus be here but not be here? How can he be there but not be there? But friends, what we consider impossible, God has made possible. And so we can rejoice in the promise of Jesus always being with us in some way being fulfilled. For example, today on Ascension Sunday, we recognize Jesus did return to be with the Father. We recognize that through song, through liturgy, through the account of scripture we heard earlier from Luke's gospel. And friends, next Sunday on Pentecost, that theme will continue, where we recognize the coming of the Holy Spirit, that presence of God who is always with us and moving among us. And friends, there are other ways that we can experience the presence of Jesus in some way. Through the sacrament of Holy Communion being an important example that is familiar and special to us and that we will also celebrate together next week. So through all these things, friends, Jesus says goodbye in one way, but in another way, he reminds us that he's going to stick around and he's always been here in some way. Jesus reminds us that we're all part of a grand story. The story of God and the people that began with the creation of everything. If we go back to the first chapter of John, we read, "In the beginning there was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God." We read in today's scripture that God's love for Jesus began before the foundation of the universe was set. The grand story of God and the people built and written on the foundation of a love that is everlasting and will continue to be everlasting. The story began there. It continued through Jesus' earthly time, his death and his resurrection, and it will keep going with us and with all who will come to believe. Friends, ultimately, goodbyes are never easy. But in those difficult moments in our lives when we have to say goodbye to someone or something, know that Jesus once also had to make a difficult goodbye. He made that goodbye with a heartfelt prayer, not just for his immediate followers and friends, but one that cast a light into the future and blessed with support all who would come to believe, including us. In that prayer, Jesus expressed his desire for all believers to be united in him and in each other. Jesus promised to be with the believers always in some way, Even when his earthly body went to be in the grave, even after when he was resurrected, he ascended into heaven, that he would always be with us. And so, friends, with that in mind, let us be encouraged to keep doing the work that Jesus has given us, united as a community in Christ through God's love. Let us remember we're not alone, that we're being prayed for, and that we have the love and trust of Jesus Christ to go with us always. Amen. Our closing hymn today is number 372, Rejoice, the Lord is King. If you're able, please stand. Friends, we are squarely in the summer season, even though the summer itself may not start till the end of this month. School's out, the weather is warm and good. So whatever fun activities you have planned in this time, whatever family outings, whatever things you've been setting aside to do for this time of the year, whether for yourself or with the company of others, I pray that the peace and grace of Jesus Christ be with you. I pray that you be bolstered and encouraged by the fact that Jesus prayed for you before you even came to be on this earth. Friends, may God bless you and keep you. May God make God's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May God lift up God's countenance before you and bring you peace. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, amen. Go in peace today.